Did you know that Dillon Brothers arranges financing for nearly 70% of their motorcycle customers? Getting on the bike of your dreams might be easier than you think.
Dillon Brothers. Grab your freedom. Come on, let's ride.
Game time, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, 1620 The Zone mobile app. Good stuff with Tim Brando, and everybody on the podcast. Shortly, Thor Tripp, Casey Stern, talking Major League Baseball, all still to come. Pretty cool display of maturity, in my opinion, from Kevin Durant, where Paul George was interviewed and talked about how he was sold on embracing Oklahoma City by none other than Kevin Durant. And this is the place that, you know, booed Durant, burned his jersey, called him cupcake, all that. And he had great things to say about Oklahoma City. This is a quote from Paul George to Sports Illustrated. Paul George said, quote, KD was like, that place will blow you away. He told me they can offer what other teams can't in terms of the people and the preparation and the facility down to the chefs and the meals. He was pretty high on them. He thought it was a first-class organization in every way. Pretty cool stuff from Durant, in my opinion. I mean, I think it'd be easy for him to take the, you know, just say, oh, man, those people, forget those people, and not say anything about him. But I think it's pretty cool that he was willing to kind of take the high road and have some good things to say about that organization. And Paul George opened up about his thought process with a variety of things. And, there's some stuff that, you know, Paul George talks about that I think makes sense. And then there are certain things that you feel like he's kind of sending mixed messages to a certain extent. He told SI, quote, about the way everything's went down. He said, quote, there's no right way to handle it. I get the frustration. I get why people are upset. But at the same time, I want the average fan to understand that we only get a small window to play this game. And more than anything, you want to be able to play for a championship. I wanted to bring that to Indiana. I really did. I love Indiana. That will always be a special place for me. And I'm sorry for not holding on, but I wasn't sure we'd ever get a team together to compete for a championship. And that's where all this came from. There's a lot in there I completely agree with and understand. But then I kind of feel like he's sending mixed messages with then all the Lakers talk, right? Like he talks about that. Hey, want to win for a championship, small window, da-da-da-da-da. But then it kind of doesn't make sense where it's like, okay, you're all about winning, but your desired destination is the Lakers? Like that doesn't make much sense to me. Unless he's already has a plan in place that we don't know about involving other major free agents heading to L.A. in a year, he ain't winning there. I mean, if it's Paul George, Lonzo, Julius Randle, Jordan Clarkson, Brandon Ingram, that group, I don't even know if that's a playoff team in the West. So I get the desire to leave for greener pastures in terms of winning, but I don't get that greener pasture being the Lakers as it's currently constructed. He did kind of leave the door open, which I think he has to do, about potentially staying in Oklahoma City. You know, he talked about it being, saying, quote, I want to be in a good system, a good team. I want a shot to win it. I'm not a stats guy. I'm playing this game to win and build a legacy of winning. I've yet to do that. I'm searching for it. If we get a killer season in Oklahoma and we make it to the conference finals or upset the Warriors or do something crazy, I'd be dumb to want to leave that. So I think there's certainly the door is open for him to stay potentially and continue to play in Oklahoma City if things go well. So some interesting stuff from Paul George. And, you know, there is another big storyline with the NBA right now. Ian Bagley, who's the New York Knicks beat writer, has said that and wrote about how he feels confident that there's a pretty good chance Carmelo Anthony will end up in Houston, which would be pretty juicy. You know, I said yesterday that I want to see Carmelo on a contender. Just I want to see how he reacts, what it would look like. I mean, and it would be pretty exciting for the NBA if they had Golden State with Kevin Durant, Steph, Clay, Draymond Green, Houston with Harden, Chris Paul, and then Carmelo potentially, Oklahoma City with Russell Westbrook and Paul George, then obviously Cleveland with LeBron and Kyrie and Love, and not to mention even Minnesota with Karl-Anthony Towns, Wiggins, Jimmy Butler, Gordon Hayward in Boston. All that stuff's pretty exciting. But I will say this: for as amazingly star-studded as the loaded the West is, if Carmelo does go to Houston, it's pretty top-heavy there. Like Golden State, Houston, Oklahoma City, to me, will be quite a bit better than everyone else. If all of a sudden you stop and smell the roses and look around in the West, like I don't see the Spurs beating those teams in a 7-game series. I think the Spurs are in a weird spot. I love Kawhi, but Manu's done, Parker's over the hill, and I'm just not sold on LaMarcus Aldridge. Utah lost Gordon Hayward, they're going to take a step back. The Clippers lost Chris Paul, they're going to take a step back. Portland, it's kind of they are what they are. They got two great guards. Memphis is one of those teams, they are what they are. So for as loaded with stars as the West is, it's pretty top-heavy with a handful of teams, three in particular, if Carmelo goes to Houston, which I think would be fun to see just to get a sense of what he could do when he's playing in real, legitimate, high-level games. 402-951-1620. All right. Casey Stearns going to stop by at 1:15, talk a little Major League Baseball All-Star game tonight. Obviously, Aaron Judge won the home run derby last night. Put a bow on the first half of the season. Look forward to the second half with Casey Stern. But let's take a break. And coming up next, Thor Tripp, KTV Sports. Join us after the break.